In Houston, the first criminal trial involving former Enron executives got underway yesterday. Four Merrill Lynch executives and two Enron executives are charged with conspiracy and fraud. With this case, prosecutors have chosen to highlight the relationship between Wall Street and the energy trading giant. NPR's Wade Goodman joins us from Houston. This case involves a specific transaction between Enron and Merrill Lynch called the Nigerian Barge Deal. Would you mind explaining that for us?
It was a deal that involved electricity-producing power plants that were built on floating barges. Enron had acquired several of these things, and they put three of them in Nigeria, but they never did make any money. And by the end of 1999, Enron executives were looking to sell them because they needed to book the proceeds as profits. The problem was nobody wanted Enron's money losing Nigerian barges. So prosecutors contend that with no real buyer, Enron cooked up a scheme to sell the barges to Merrill Lynch. But they allege that it wasn't real, that there was a secret agreement between Enron and Merrill Lynch that Enron would buy back the barges in 6 months at a profit for Merrill Lynch. That kind of arrangement's illegal, and that's what this case is about, fraud and conspiracy.
Wade, did prosecutors explain why Merrill Lynch might be interested in doing this deal?
It was a win-win situation. Prosecutors say the reason Merrill Lynch went along with what they had to have known was an illegal deal was because Merrill Lynch was trying to curry favor with Enron and steal more of Enron's investment banking business its way. Eventually, Enron's chief financial officer, Andrew Fastow, did buy the barges back from Merrill Lynch, using one of those off-balance sheet partnerships that became so infamous, and everyone went away happy. That is, until Enron went bankrupt and prosecutors began crawling all over its books.
So there are Enron defendants and Merrill Lynch defendants. What did their respective lawyers have to say about the prosecution's case?
It depended on whom the defense lawyer was representing. The lawyers representing the four Merrill Lynch defendants said there was no secret deal to sell the barges back to Enron and that the risk Merrill Lynch was exposed to in the transaction was real. That's a key legal point. Was there any real risk to Merrill Lynch? If the jury finds no, the defendants are going to jail. So lawyers for the Merrill defendants are going to spend a lot of time over the next few weeks arguing that their clients believe there was risk. The lawyers for the two Enron executives took several different tacks. One strategy was to depict their clients as two-bit players who had nothing to do with Enron's collapse. The lawyer representing former Enron Vice President Dan Boyle, who in this case said that the real crooks were guys like former Enron Chairman Ken Lay and CEO Jeff Skilling. Boyle's lawyer told the jury, those guys stole more with a briefcase than the Sopranos steal with a machine gun. And another important argument in the defense of the Enron employees has to do with the government's witnesses in this case. Some of the witnesses are senior in rank to these defendants inside of Enron. And the lawyer for one of the Enron defendants, Sheila Kahanek, said repeatedly in his opening statement yesterday morning that the real criminals in this case were testifying for the government.
Wade, thanks very much. NPR's Wade Goodman in Houston.